Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes in this beautiful Tuesday morning for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 33, where the Apostle Paul describes in detail the various punishments and hardships that he has endured. He claims that if he must boast, it will be about the things that show how weak he is. He concludes by telling how he escaped when he was in Damascus, and you can see that account in Acts chapter 9, verses 23 through 25. Again, God's saving word for us this week so far has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 16. I repeat, no one should think that I am a fool. But if you do, at least accept me as a fool, just so that I will have a little to boast of. Of course, what I'm saying now is not what the Lord would have me say. This matter of boasting, I'm really talking like a fool. But since there are so many who boast for merely human reasons, I will do the same. You yourselves are so wise. And so you gladly tolerate us fools. You tolerate anyone who orders you around or takes advantage of you or traps you or looks down on you or slaps you in the face. I am ashamed to admit that we were too timid to do those things. But if anyone dares to boast about something, and I am talking like a fool now, I will be just as daring. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they Christ's servants? Now, I sound like a madman, but I am a better servant than they are, because I have worked much harder. I have been in prison more times. I have been whipped much more. I have been near death more often. 5 times I was given 39 lashes by the Jews, 3 times I was whipped by the Romans, and once I was stoned. I have been in 3 shipwrecks, and once I spent 24 hours in the water. In my many travels, I have been in danger from floods and from robbers, in danger from my own people and from Gentiles. There have been dangers in the cities, dangers in the wild, dangers on the high seas, dangers from false friends. There has been work and toil, and often I have gone without sleep. I have been hungry and thirsty. I have often been without enough food, shelter, or clothing. And not to mention other things, every day I'm under the pressure of my concern for all the churches. When someone is weak, then I feel weak too. When someone is led into sin, then I am filled with distress. If I must boast, I will boast about the things that show how weak I am. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, blessed be his name forever, knows that I am not lying. When I was in Damascus, the governor under King Aretas placed guards at the city gates to arrest me, but I was let down in a basket through an opening in the wall and escaped from him. Well, today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, where Paul writes, if I must boast, I will boast about the things that show how weak I am. And again, beloved, as I said, we've got these false teachers coming in, calling themselves prophets, because heaven knows there's no one higher in authority than a prophet, or I should say as an apostle. There's no one higher in authority than an apostle. And so they come along after Paul, and they take what he has built upon, and they come along and make fun of it and deride it and say, oh, no, this isn't a free gift. You have to work for this gift. We call these people in theology, we call them Judaizers, because they were following Paul around, and when he would leave, they would swoop in and tell the people that because Jesus was a Jew, they first must become Jews before they can be, good Christians. And so the whole idea of salvation by faith, it goes right out the window, because they're saying that, no, you must do the works of being a Jew first. Then you can come to Jesus. And so we have similar things today. People that say, you have to give more money, you have to do this, you have to prove your faith, you have to sow this seed, you have to whatever it is. Beloved, I encourage you, just hold true, hold firm to the simple gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, look with mercy and compassion on all who are suffering this day, especially those suffering persecution for their faith. Surround them with your peace and grant them release from pain and suffering. In the holy and precious name of Jesus, I pray. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10, where the Apostle Paul describes his vision from the Lord. Until tomorrow then, may God bless you with every spiritual gift in the heavenly places.